Welcome to Military History Podcast. My name is George Hageman. It is November 5th, 2005, and you are listening to episode number 11, The Persian Wars, from 499 BC to 479 BC. My website is www.militaryhistorypodcast.blogspot.com, and my email is geo47@graffiti.net. This episode idea came from a listener. I put it on my poll, which you can find on my website, and people voted for it. So here's living proof that I will listen to your suggestions. So please send me suggestions. The Persian Wars are wars between Greek city-states and Persia. I say Greek city-states and not Greece because there was no single entity known as Greece at this time. There are two Persian Wars. The first, which was from 499 BC to 490 BC, which was fought between Athens and Darius the Great of Persia. The second Persian War lasted from 480 BC to 479 BC and saw the two most powerful city-states, Athens and Sparta, as well as other small city-states versus Xerxes of Persia. At 500 BC, just before the First Persian War, Persia ruled from India to Asia Minor to the Levant to Egypt to Thrace, just most of the known world. On the west coast of Asia Minor were several small Greek city-states that were known as the Ionian city-states. These city-states were under the rule of Persia, and they are called Ionian because they are members of the Ionian race, which is one of the two Greek races. The Athenians are also Ionians, whereas the Spartans are Dorians, the other Greek race. In 499 BC, these coastal Ionian city-states revolted from Persian rule, and in 498 BC, they even burnt Sardis, which was the former capital of the Lydian Empire, which had been conquered by Cyrus the Great of Persia almost 50 years prior. Wishing to help their racial brothers, Athens and Eretria, which was another small Greek city-state, sent a combined total of 25 ships to aid the revolt. After the burning of Sardis, Persia mobilized its army and marched against the Ionians, and in 494 BC, the Ionian city-states were recaptured by Persia, and the revolt ended. However, Persia remained furious at the Athenians for they had dared to intervene in the Persian squabbles. As revenge, in 492 BC, Darius the Great, the leader of Persia at that time, invaded Thrace and Macedonia, as well as several other small islands in the Aegean Sea, including Eretria, the city-state I mentioned earlier. In 490 BC, Darius landed at Marathon on the east coast of Attica, which is the strip of land which houses Athens. It was here that the key battle of the First Persian War would take place. Darius chose to land at Marathon, because it was the most suitable place to use his cavalry. And this is according to Herodotus, who is the world's first historian, but is known to exaggerate. Once the Athenians learned that the Persians would land at Marathon, they sent Pheidippides, a runner, to Sparta to ask for support. However, Sparta responded to Pheidippides by saying that they could not send aid immediately because, according to their tradition, they had to wait until the next full moon. So the Athenians proceeded to march to Marathon, with their only ally being the Plataeans, who recently joined Athens. At Marathon, there were 10 generals, one from each of the 10 tribes that Athens was divided into ever since Cleisthenes and his famously democratic reforms at the end of the 6th century BC.